Yeah, Mishnayis Baba Kama Urupta Perak Shvi. Mishnalef Meruba Midas Tashlume Kefel Mi Midas Tashlume Abova Chamisha. There are more times that you have to pay Kefel than you would have to pay Abova Chamisha. What does this mean? She Midas Tashlume Kefel, because the locher is any time a person is gone off, he steals something from his friend. So locher is you have to pay back twice the amount. You have to pay back kefil. So this is noheges bein bedov sheish baruachayim or bein bedov shein baruachayim. Whether you steal something that's alive, you steal an animal from your friend, or whether you steal something that doesn't have any life, you stand steal a chair or a table from somebody. The locher is if you're a ganif, you have to pay back kefil. You have to pay back twice the amount, and this kefil the second time is called a kenas. However, umidas tashlum yabov v'chamisha, that we will learn later on, is such halacha that if a person is gonaf, or shor, or a chamor,
or I say,
takes a shchiter on it, he shechs it, or else he sells it, like we'll soon see the pasuk, the halacha is you have to pay back 4 and 5. So this tachas habokar, if you steal a shor, you have to pay back 5 times, and then you made a shchiter or a mechira, and on a seh, then you only have to pay back 4 times. Shenema, the pasuk says, if a person steals a shor, an axe, then you have to pay back 5 times. Or else you steal a sheep, a small one. And utvochoi, either after you steal it, you make a shchita, you shecht it. Or else you sell it. So then you have to pay back 4 and 5. So this only applies to an animal and not to things that ain't by ruachayim. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein ha-goynef acher ha-ganef mishalom tashlum mikefil." Let's say first Reuven is the ganef; he steals something from his friend Shimon, and then Yehuda comes and steals it from the ganef, steals it from Reuven. So locher is Yehuda does not have to pay back kefil, because the loch of paying back kefil is only if it's a ganef mibeis ish. You have to steal from the house of the owner, and not if you steal from the house of a ganef. V'loy ha-toveach. In other words, if somebody, Reuven, first makes the geneva on a shor or a chamor, and then somebody else comes and makes a tvich, a shechs it, or sells it, so the second one is not chayav to pay abo v'chamisha. And the locher is that since a ganef min a ganef is potter from kefil, he only has to pay back once, not twice, so now if the second one would make a tvich a mechira, he's potter from kefil. So the most he would have to pay is either 3 and 4, and that's the locha. There's no such thing as 3 and 4. It's only 4 and 5, or if you have less than that, it's nothing. So in other words, if you're a ganef meganef min haganef, if you steal something from a ganef, so then kefil you potter, you only have to pay back the keren. So now if you're tofach umochor, you are potter from paying dalet vehei. Yeah, we're up to Mishnah Beis. Gonaf al pishnayim. 2 Edim saw the way Reuven made a geneva stole. V'tofach u'mochor apiyim. And then the same 2 Edim saw the way Reuven afterwards made a tvicha, made a shchita, or else he sold this animal. Or else al pishnayim achirim, or else 2 other Edim saw the way this Reuven did the second action of a tofach u'mochor. So locher is mishalom tashlum abo v'chamisha. This is considered good Edim. And the chiddush is we do not consider this a chatzi dover, but each pair of Edis is called a 100% Edis. The first 2 saw the way he made a geneva, the second 2 saw the way he made a tficha mechira. We put the 2 together, so this Reuven is chayiv dalid v'chamisha. Gona for mocha b'shabbos. Let's say Reuven made a geneva, and then he sold it on Shabbos. So by making the mechira on Shabbos, is no issur d'oraisa. He's not chayiv misa. Therefore, he'll be chayiv dalid v'hei. The same thing, gona for mocha l'avodah zarah. Let's say you made a geneva, and then you sold it to the avodah zarah. So there's no issur d'oraisa here. So you lost the bichayiv dalid v'hei. Gona v'tocha b'yom kippurim. If you make the tficha on Yom Kippur, even though on Yom Kippur you chayiv koros. So our tan holds, even though Yechayev Koros, still Yechayev to pay money. We do not say Yechayev Krisus makes the Ptur of Komlei B'di Rabminei. You still have to pay the money, the Dalet V'hei. Gonaf Mishalobiv, let's say you stole an animal that belonged to your father, and then V'tofach HaMocha, you made a Tvicho or Mechira, so Yechayev to pay back Dalet V'hei to your father. V'yachakach Meis Oviv, and then your father died, So still, you'll have to pay the money first, even though you yashin your father, but other brothers yashin also. So first, you would have to pay back the money, and then there'll be a din Yerusha. Gonav v'tofa, let's say you made a geneva and you shechted it, v'yachaka chidish, and then afterwards you amaktish the animal, sawat, still, mishalm tashlim abo v'chamisha. In all these cases, the chiyiv is chal first of dalad v'hei, you would have to pay dalad v'hei. What's going to be gonav v'tofa for refuah? Let's say you made a geneva, and then you made a shechita for the sake of a refuah, not because you really want to eat it, but you want to give it over to a chayla somewhere that's sick. Somebody that's sick, but you didn't shecht it for yourself. You shecht it for somebody else that was sick, or else you had in mind to give it to your dog's feet. Still, you chayiv dal v'hei lemaisa. You made a maisa shechita. You'd be chayiv. Ha'ashechet v'nimtza treifa. What's going to be if the ganef, after he made the ganef, he made a shechita, and it came out that it had a treif in the animal. So this animal is not muta v'achil. You're not allowed to eat the animal, but a shechita still you made, or else ha'ashechet chulin biyazara. You shechted this animal and you brought it into the Beis HaMikdash. So you go over Nisa of Shechitas Chulun Biyazara. But the locher is also Bahano. But the Maisa still, the Tanakam holds, Mishalm Tashlume Abo V'Chamisha. You have to pay 4 and 5, because the Maisa, the Ganef, after he made the Gneva, he made a Maisa Shechita. Even though it's a Shechita Sheni Ruya, even though the last two cases, the Shechita on a Treifa, or the Shechita of Chulun Biyazara, you took this Chulun, this animal of Chulun, this regular animal, and you brought it into the Beis HaMikdash, and you made the Shechita there. So even though it's Osatit, but still it's considered you made a Maisa Shechita, so Tanakam holds, it's Shmei Shechita that you Chayav Dal Vehei. Rabbi Shimon Poite Bishnei Elu. Rabbi Shimon holds no in these last two cases, it's not considered a Maisa Shechita. A Shechita, according to Rabbi Shimon, means that you're able to eat from the meat. But here, that the animal was found to be a treifa, or that the shechita was done in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash, that it's also b'hano, he holds you're also potter from Dalad Vehei.
Mishnah Gimel. Gonaf al pishnayim. There were two edim there that saw the way Reuven made the geneva, and then v'tofach v'mochor apiyim, the same two edim also saw the way Reuven afterwards made the shechita or sold the animal. And now later we found out that these two Edim Zememim, they were not really there, they never saw the way Reuven made the Gnev or the Tvicha Mechira, they just wanted to make Reuven have to pay the Dal V'hei. So the locher is Mishalmim HaKol, that we make now these Edim Zememim, like the Pasuk says, Kashezom Amlasas Liochiv, we make them pay the same way they wanted to make Reuven pay. So just like they wanted to make Reuven pay Dalad V'hei, we make now the Eitim pay Dalad V'hei back to Reuven. What's going to be Gonav HaPishnayim? Let's say there were two Eitim there that saw the way Reuven made the Geneva. V'tofach u'mochor HaPishnayim Mecherim. And then another two Eitim, a different pair of Eitim comes to Bezin to say that they saw the way Reuven made a Tficha Mechira. And now Eluv Yedol Nimsa Zememim. And then later we found out that both these two pair of Edim were both Zenimim. They were both really not there. They both did not see the action that they said. It's not true. Reuven did not make the Geneva, and he did not make the Tvicha Mechir either. So Lachar is, HaRishonim Mishalmim Tashlumi Kefal. The first two Edim that wanted to make Reuven pay Kefal, they said in Edus that Reuven made a Geneva, stole the animal, and really he did not. So they wanted Reuven to have to pay back Kefal twice. So the locher is, these two Edim now have to pay back to Reuven Kefal. For Yahachrenim and the second pair of Edim that wanted to make Reuven pay another 3 or 2 times, so Mishalmim Tashlumi Shleisha, they have to pay the extra 3 that they wanted Reuven to have to pay. What's going to be, nerds, we found each of these two items, Zememim, so they both have to pay what they wanted to cause Reuven to have to pay. What's going to be Nimtzu HaAchroinim Zememim? Let's say we found the last pair of Edim, the pair of Edim that said that Reuven was Tofach HaMochor. We found them to be Zememim. They were liars. It's not true. They really did not see it. So locher is, who Misham Tashlumi Kefil? Reuven still has to pay Kefil, because we still have the first two Edim that say they saw the way Reuven made the Geneva. So since they saw the way Reuven made the Geneva, they still have to pay Kefil. Reuven has to pay Kefil. But hey, Mishalmim Tashlumi Shloisha. But the last pair of Edim, they have to pay 3 times to Reuven. as they wanted to make Reuven pay another three times, so they have to pay these three times that they wanted to make Reuven pay. That's locha kasha zamam. What you wanted to do to your friend, the Torah says you have to do it now back to him. What's going to be echad min ha'achreinim zaymim? Let's say we only caught one of the second pair of edim to be zaymim. So locha is bottle edishniyah. The whole second pair of edim is bottle, and we cannot be mechayiv Reuven to pay dalad v'hei. And echanami, the second eid, the eid echad doesn't have to pay, because locha is you don't make an eid pay until you mazmim all of them. However, these last pair of edis, you cannot believe them, therefore Reuven is also potter from paying dal v'hei, since this edis is bottle b'miksas. What's going to be echad min harishayim zaymim? Let's say one of the first pair of edim that said that they saw Reuven made the gneva was found to be zaymimim. It's found to be a liar. He was not really there. So botla kol edis, all the edis is bottle. Reuven did not have to pay anything now, because even though really we have a second pair of edim saying they made a meis, he made a meis atvicha, but the klal is shemain gneva. If we do not have edim that Reuven made the gneva to be mechayv himself to pay kefil, and tvicha via mechira, stab the edim that Reuven made a mechira, made a tvicha, means nothing. Maybe he did it on his own animal. He's only chayv if he made a tvicha on a gneva. But here we do not know that Reuven made the gneva. Maybe the animal was his. So therefore, even though we have a second pair of edim saying that Reuven made a mechira and Reuven made a tficha, that means nothing. Therefore, Reuven is potter. Mishnah Dalad. What's going to be gonav al pishnayim? Reuven stole something, and there were two edim saying that they saw that Reuven made the gneva. And then v'tofach u'mochar pi edechod, there was only one edechod that said he saw the way Reuven either made a shechita, shechted that animal that he stole, or else he sold it to somebody else. Oyal pi atzmai, or else if Reuven himself comes and admits that after he did the geneva, he himself made a mechira, he himself made a tvicha, so locher is mishal dashlume kefil. True, Reuven has to pay kefil because we have two edim that he made a meisa geneva. For the geneva, you have to pay double. But v'eino mishal dashlume abo v'chamisha. Reuven does not have to pay the extra three or two times, because that's halacha, and eidecha cannot be mechayiv knas. And what then if you yourself admit that you're chayiv, also you're potter? Because moide b'knas, if you admit that you're chayiv a chayiv of knas, you're potter, and you have to pay dal v'hei, it's considered knas. Therefore you're potter through an eidecha or al pi atzmai. What's going to be gona for tofach b'shabbos? Let's say you made the gneva, and then you made the meisa tvich, you made the shechita on Shabbos, so you chayiv misa for the shechita on Shabbos that you did. Therefore there's a klal of kom leib de rab minei, therefore you potter from the alvehei. The same thing gona, let's say you made a gneva, and then v'tofach le'avoid zara, you made the tvich of the shechita l'shem avoid zara, so you chayiv misa for this. So also you'd be potter for the alvehei. Gornaf Mishaloviv, let's say you stole an animal that belonged to your father, Umesoviv, and then your father died. So really, you have a Miksas Yerusha, you own this animal now a little bit. V'yachakach Tofach HaMocher, and then after this, you made a Tficha, or you made a Mechiri after this. So it comes out the whole Tficha, the whole Mechiri was not B'Yisra. Because it comes out now you like Yash and your father, so you own part of this. You're like a shutef with it with the rest of the brothers. But our koponim is not called a tficha bekula. You did not do an issa in the whole animal, therefore also you're potter from the old vehei. What's going to be gonaf? You made a meister geneva for higdish, and then you were makdish this animal. You made it higdish, you made it for korban. V'yachakach tofach ha-mocher, and then you went and you made a tficha mechira. So in all these cases, mishalom tashlume kefil, you only have to pay kefil because we have edus that you made the geneva, but v'yeinoy mishalom tashlume abo v'chamisha. V'yabo v'chamisha yepoter. And even this last case also, once you made a hegdish, so it's not called the Reuven's shor anymore, it's called hegdishes now. And like Morris comes out thinking that after you mark the shit, it was yish bailim, therefore it's called hegdish and yish v'shinu rishus. So it does not belong to the original Nigzal anymore. Therefore, you're not chayiv dal v'hei. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Kodoshim shechayiv b'achar yusam, even though you're makdish the animal and you made it hegdish, but if you have a chayiv to pay if it gets lost, Like you said, Harei Olai Korban, you're mechayv yourself to bring a korban. Even if the animal gets lost, still you'll have to bring another one. So then this animal is always called yours. Even though you makdish it, you're still called the owner. So then, Mishal Tashlum Yabo V'chamisha. Now Reuven the Ganef would have to pay Dal V'hei. Now this is talking about the original owner was Makdish's animal. And now a Ganef came and stole it from the owner. So like this, if it's regular kachim, there's a klal v'gunef mibeis ish, v'lemi beis hegdish, that you'd be potter. But over here, since the original owner is chayiv b'achrius and he has an obligation to make sure it's brought for korban, and if something happens to it, he'd be chayiv to bring another one, so this animal is still called in the reshus habaylim. Therefore, if somebody makes a gneiva from the reshus habaylim, he'll be chayiv kefil, and then if he makes a tvicha mechira, he'd be chayiv dal v'hei. That's what Rav Shimon says, that Kodeshim Shechayi Bach Yusan, Chet, when you makdish an animal and you say, Harei Olai, Korbid, you have a Chi of Achrayis, then it's considered yours, Yechayi Abdal Pei. But Vishayin Yechayi Bach Yusan, in the case where the owner just said, Harei Zu Hegdish, meaning I'm only makdish this animal, but I have no Achrayis to take care of it, so then it's not considered yours. Now if a Ganav comes and steals from you, he'd be potter from Dal V'hei, he'd also be potter from Kefil.
Yeah, Mishnah Hei. Mechoroi chutz miyechod mimeya shaboy. Let's say this Ganav Reuven, after he stole the shore, he sold it, but he left over a little bit, he left over 1/100th of it for himself. He did not make a complete mechira. Oy shehoi soloi boy shutfis. Or let's say this Ganav had partnership in it before he stole it. In other words, one shut of one partner stole from the other partner. So in these cases, he'll be potter from Dal V'hei. Or else, what's going to be Hashoichet v'nisnam lo biyodoi? The Ganef now made a shchita, but v'shach shchita became an avela. In other words, he did not make a good shchita. He missed one of the lochas of shchita, so therefore becomes an avela. That's not considered a shchita. Also, he'll be potter from Dal V'hei. What's going to be Hanoicher? Let's say he just killed the animal, he just stabs it, but he does not make a shchita, or else v'hamakir, he uproots the simonim, also not through a shchita. So in these cases, mishalm tashlum kefil, the ganav has to pay kefil for the maisa geneva that he did, but v'eino mishalm tashlum abo v'chamisha, he's potter for paying the extra 3 or 2, because he did not make a shchita afterwards. What's going to be gonav b'rishus abaylam? Reuven went into Shimon's house, and he made a geneva, picked it up in Shimon's house, and then he took the animal out of Shimon's Rishus, and he made a tficha, he made a shchita there, or else he sold it. So this is a good case of Bichayev Dal V'hei. Or Yerel Shagonav Chutz Mishusam, that the Ganav took the animal out of the Rishus of the Nignav, out of Shimon's Rishus, and then he made a tficha mechira in the Rishus of the owner. Doesn't make a difference till the Bichayev Dal V'hei. Or else he made the Gneva and the Tvich of the Mechira out of the Rishus of the Bailim. In all these cases, Mishalom Tashlum Abo V'chamisha. In all these cases, Lamaisa the Ganef is a Ganef. And then he made a Maisa Tvich and a Mechira, so he'll be chayav to pay Arbo V'chamisha. Avo, but what's going to be? Gona Fetofach Amocha Rishusam. Let's say the Gneva was all done Rishus HaBailim. So it comes out the Ganef does not have a Kinyan Gneva. He did not take it out of the Rishus of the Bailim yet. And the case where he did not pick it up yet. So in such a case, he's potter. He's potter from Vein Dal V'hei. And the pshat is, since he wasn't Conrad yet, he's not Chayef Klum, he's not Chayef Geneva. And since he's not Chayef Geneva, he'll be potter for everything. It'll only be a Mishayla maybe for the Tvich of Yichayef, because of the of a Mazik maybe. But I call upon him the Din Geneva, he doesn't have a Din Ganef. Therefore, for a special Din of Dal V'hei, he'd be potter. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Hoyemoishchoy, the Ganef went into Shimon's house and he started to draw out the animal. Moishchoy was drawing it, pulling it. Omeis Pershus Abaylam, and the animal died when it was still in the house of Shimon. So Potter, the Mais Reuven is not Chayef, he did not make a Maisik Neif, he was not Conrad yet. He did not become his, he did not take it out of the Rishus of the Abaylam. So therefore he's Potter on this Misa. What's going to be Higbiyoy? First Reuven picked it up. So he made a Maisa Kinyan Hagbo.
or else he schlepped it, dragged it out of the Rishus HaBailim, so he made a Kinyan Mashicha, v'meis, then the animal died. Even Bionis, Chayiv, l'meis you be Chayiv, you're a Ganif, and you're Chayiv to pay Kefil. Nosnoi lebcheres benoi. Let's say this Ganif, after he made the Gneva, now he gave it to a Kohen for a Pinyan HaBen. He has a Bechor, and he has to pay the Kohen Chamisha Sloyim, so he gave this Shor, the value of it, for a Pidyon HaBen. Or else the Ganef owed somebody money, so he gave it to him for the Choyv. Or else L'Shoy Mechinam, the Ganef now gave it over to a Shoy Mechinam, or L'Shoyel, he borrowed it, lent it to somebody, L'Noy Sei Socher, he's paying somebody to watch it, for L'Asoyches, somebody rents it. For Hoya Moshchoi, and now the Shomrim, and they made a Mashicha, Omeis Brishus Bailim, and it died Brishus Bailim, so Potter also the Potter didn't make a Maisa Ganeva yet. What's going to be Higbu? They picked it up, Higbihoi, they picked up the Shor, so now this Shomer, they have a Kinyan Ganeva, or else they took it out of the Rishus, the original owner, as even though this Ganef now came and told the Shomer to take it. So the Ganef didn't make a Kinyan. He gave it over to the Shomer, and the Shomer, the watchman, he's making the Kinyan right now. So such a case of a mace, and then the animal dies, is Chayiv. So it's a question here exactly who's Chayiv. Is the Ganef Chayiv? Because we say here, Shlucha Shlodim Kemoisoi, even though usually it's saying Shlucha Dvar Vero, but over here, since they were a Shogi, they did not realize they're doing an Issa, they remain a Shliach for the Ganef, and the Ganef will be Chayiv. Whereas the other way to learn is no, these Shomrim, they themselves are Chayiv, even though somebody told them to do it, but the Maisa, the Klal of Ein Shlucha Dvar Vero, and the Enechanami, then the Shomer, he himself will be Chayiv. When he picks it up and he makes like boar, that's the Maisik Neva, he'd be Chayiv. And even though usually a Ganef and a Ganef is Potter, but here they'll be Chayiv, because the original Ganef here did not make a Kinyan. He did not pick it up, so it's still Brishus HaBailim, therefore the second ones they'll be Chayiv. Mishneh Zayin, Ein Megadlim Behema Daka Beretz Yisrael. You can't raise young animals, meaning Fosim, Izim, lambs, and goats, because they eat up all the seeds, and you'll be mafsid Eretz Yisrael. Avo magadlem b'Syria, but in Syria, that's outside Syria, there you're allowed to. They were not afraid about the Yishev of Syria. Over midbar Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the same thing in the midbar of Eretz Yisrael, it's far away from the Sodis and the Kromim, were not afraid to do any damage, so there you could raise lambs and sheep. Ein megadlin tanagolim b'Yushlayim. You're not allowed to raise any chickens, birds in Yushlayim. Befnei HaKadoshim, because there's kodshim all around Yushlayim, and we're afraid of tanagolim, they go into the yashma, to the junkyard, and maybe they'll bring back a sheretz, so they'll be metama the food. So we don't want tumah to be found, therefore you're not supposed to raise tanagolim chickens in Yushlayim. For loy kahanim eberetz Yisrael, and the kohen himself, he should not own the chicken in the whole Eretz Yisrael, for the same reason, if Neha Tyrus, because whatever he does, the Kohen, he has to eat his Truma B'Tyra, he has to stay Tor. So we'll have a chicken around, we're afraid the chicken will bring a Sheretzach, B'Chadosho, and it'll be Metama, the Kohen. Ein Megadlim Chazirim B'Chomokim, a Jew is not allowed to raise a pig any place, not in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. And there's a Gzeira, or once happened with the Malchi Beis Chashmonoi. So because of a special Gzeira, they made this halacha not to raise Chazerim. Now, lo yigadol adam esa kelef. A person should not raise a dog in his house. He should not have a dog. And the im came ho yikosha b'shashelos. Unless you have him tied down with a metal chain. And the Gemara says, we're talking about here a wild dog. So if we're not supposed to raise him, he'll do damage. Only if you have him tied up with metal, chain. A neporsim nishpin layoinim. Not allowed to spread out traps to catch the pigeons. Because the shayla of gezel, maybe you'll capture pigeons that belong to somebody else. Elimke moirochik min ayishav shloshim ris. Unless you're outside the yishav, 30 ris, that's 4 milin, there you don't have to be afraid the yoinim belong to anybody. There you'd be allowed to spread out your traps to try and catch the pigeons. Yeah, Perek Ishmini. Mishnalef, ha-choyivol b'chaveroit. If somebody puts a wound, hits his friend, se-chayivol mishum chamisha dvorim. Odom ha-mazik, the odom is chayiv for five different things. The nezik, that's for the damage you caused. The tsar, for the pain. The ripoy, for the healing of it. The shevis, that's for the loss of time that he can't do work. Or the boishis, and for the insult that you gave him. Now, Benezek, Kate said, how do we value how much you have to pay for the damage that you caused him? So it's like this. Let's say, Simo es enoi. Let's say you blinded one of his eyes. Or else, Kita es yoda. Or else you cut off his hand. Or else, she beres ragla. Or else you broke his foot. So it's like this. Royen oisoi, we have to consider him Kilu eved nimkar, as if right now he's like a slave to be sold by the marketplace. Nimkar bashuk, that he's sold in the marketplace. And therefore, v'shomin, we have to see how much they appraise him, how much he's worth. Kama hoya yofa, how much he's worth right, kama hoya yofa, how much he would have been worth if he would have had two eyes or both had both legs. For kama hu yofa, how much he is worth right now. And the difference of the price, that's how much you have to pay. That's called nezik, that's called how much damage you caused to the person. If you took out one of his eyes, so you have to see how much he would have been sold with two eyes for $500. And now that he's missing an eye, he's only worth $400. So you caused the damage of $100. Tsar, how do we see how much pain you gave him? How do we value how much you have to pay for the pain? So let's say it like this. Let's say kavoye bishvud. Let's say you burnt your friend with a spit, or else with a hammer. Let's say you only knocked him on his nail. A place that you did not make any wound there. So in other words, it's only painful. You only gave the person pain. You did not like make any nezik. You made no damage to the person himself. So how do we value how much the pain itself is worth? So it's like this. We evaluate. How much a person, another person at his position, the same type of person like him, would a person want to accept? How much money would a person accept to have such a pain? And the Gemara explains it doesn't mean to say how much you would pay to have it, because people, no matter how much you would pay them, they don't want to have the pain. It means to say, let's say a person has to have this pain, how much money would he pay in order not to have the pain? So that much money is what you have to pay him for the tsar, for the pain that you're giving him. Now, ripui, what's called for healing, the doctor bills. Let's say you hit him. So chayav l'rafoisa, you have to pay for his doctor bills. Olu boi tsumochim, let's say growths or ulcers grow upon him. Emach masamak, if it's because of the first wound, chay, you have to pay for whatever comes out of that first wound. But shaloi mach masamaka, it's not because of the first blow that you gave him, then potter. Let's say choisa, the wound healed up, v'nistero, and then it opened up again. Choisa v'nistero, again it healed up and it opened up again. Chayav rafoisai, you have to keep on paying for the doctor bills. Choisa kotzorka, but what's going to be if it healed up completely? Because the first case is it healed up, not completely. So the reason why it opened up again was all because of your first wound, therefore you chayav all these doctor bills. But let's say at one time it heals up completely. Then something happens to it again, and the chayav l'rafoisai. Then you're not chayav to pay for the deductibles anymore. Then we say it's not because of you, but that's called happening by itself. Shevis. What do we see? How do you have to pay for the loss of time, for the time that you can't work? Shevis. So roi noisai, we consider him kilehu shayme kishuim. As if right now, even though he's sick, like he doesn't have his arm, but right now he could be working for a shayme, for watchman, over the cucumbers. And you have to pay this much, how much he could have gotten paid to be a shayme. Because as far as his real job that he could do, shekva nosim loy demei yodu demei ragloy, you already paid for the damage you caused to his hands or to his eyes. That's called nezik. After Nezek, now we consider him as if he doesn't have an arm anymore. But even so, at this point, he could still do work. He could be a shomer, a watchman for cucumbers. Just now, since he's laid up in bed, he can't even do this much. So therefore, you have to pay him how much a shomer of a kishuim would receive for these amount of days that he's in the bed and he cannot do work. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, boishes, how do you count for embarrassment? It depends upon who was the person that embarrassed you, and who is the person that was embarrassed. According to how chashuv you and how chashuv he is, that's how much you have to pay. Now, hamavayish esorim, if somebody embarrasses a person that's undressed, that's naked. Hamavayish esasum, if somebody embarrasses a person that's blind. Hamavayish esayoshin, if you embarrass somebody that's sleeping. Chayiv, in all these cases, you chayiv. You, the other mamazi, you did it with kavona, therefore you chayiv to pay the meboshes. Again, according to how much you have to pay, how much embarrassment there really is. But the chiddush is v'yoshein sheviyish, if a person that's sleeping, he himself embarrasses somebody. In other words, he doesn't have intentions to do it. It happens by mistake. Potter, such a case, he's potter from busha. Like we'll soon see, you only chayif embarrassment if you have kavono, if you have intentions to embarrass the person. What's going to be nofo menagag? Let's say a person falls off the roof. Fehizik, and when he comes down, he hurts somebody. Ubiyish, he also embarrasses somebody. Talokar is chayiv ala nezik. You're chayiv for the damage that you caused, because adam amud liyelam, even though shloi de kavono, still you're chayiv. But even though einus you pot, you're chayiv. But a potter ala boishes. But where you give somebody embarrassment, then you're only chayiv if you have intentions. But here that you fall down, you did not have intentions to be mevayishim, you're potter. Why? Shenema, because the pasuk says, alright, turn over. So again, the case is that nofa minagag, if a person fell off the roof, the hezek, when he came down, he did damage, ubiyish, and he also embarrassed somebody. So locher is chayiv ala nezek. Odom amazek is chayiv loilom for nezek, bein oynes, bein berotzen, bein shoygig. So therefore, nezek is chayiv. But a potter ala boishis. But for this embarrassment, since he didn't have intentions to do it, he's potter on the boishis. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Veshol choyodo ve'chazika b'mehushav," and she threw her hand. So this is the pasuk of a busha for the pay for embarrassment. So medayik from lashon of veshol choyodo, she threw her hand. Mashma, she had intentions. Saying the chayiv, she's only chayiv for busha. And the chayiv al haboishes ad sheyehei mischavin. So the person has kavon, has intentions to embarrass his friend. But if you do it shloi b'kavona, you're potter from boishes. Now Mishnah Beis, Zeh Choyme Bo'odom Mibashor, this is, in this aspect, it's more strict, the Mazik of Odom, than the Mazik of Shor, Shehodom Mishalom Nezek Tzar Ripo Shevos Ovoishis. If a man does damage, he has to pay for the injury, for the pain, for the doctor bills, for loss of time, and for the embarrassment. O Mishalom Demei Vlodis, he also has to pay if he caused a miscarriage, if he caused a lady to have a miscarriage, he has to pay for that vlad, for the baby. But for sure, when your animal does damage, einu mishalem ela nezek, he only has to pay for the damage that he did, for the injury that he did, but upotem midmei vlodes, he's potter from the tsar, ripo, shevis, and boishes, and he's also potter to pay if he caused a miscarriage. Because the pasuk says, v'chi yinotzu anoshim, so idarshin anoshim v'loi shvorim. Only when men are fighting and they hit the pregnant lady and cause her to lose the baby, do you have to pay for the vlodis. But not if a shor hits the pregnant lady. Mishnah Gimel. Hamake es ove v'yesimoy. If the son hits either his father or his mother, v'loi yoso bem chabura, and you do not make a wound in them, there is no blood came out, so you're not chayiv misuf at chabura, or else in the case of yachayivu v'chaver of Yom Kippurim, somebody hit his friend on Yom Kippur, even in the case where he made a chabura, but still he's not chayiv misuf b'dayodim, he's only chayiv koris. So kulan chayiv b'kulan, you're called an adam amazik, and you have to pay for chamisha dvarim. There's no p'tur of kamlei b'derabim minay here, because you do not have a chayiv misuf b'dayodim. What's going to be yachayivu b'yevet ivri? Let's say you hit an eved ivri, also chayiv b'kulan, you have to pay four or five things. Chutz min ha-shevis, excluding the shevis, you do not have to pay him for the fact he cannot work. Bizman shushleif, it belongs to you, so you don't have to pay him, because the work is to you anyway, so you don't have to pay him for the compensation that he can't work. Ha-chayivu b'yevet k'nani shalachayrim, let's say you hit an eved k'nani that belongs to somebody else, so also chayiv b'kulan, you chayiv in all chamisha dvorim, and nevzek tzar, Ripo Shevus and Boishes, and you have to pay it to the master of the Yevid. Reb Yudan of Yudis says, Ein li avodim boishes. Yudis says, no, there's no chiv to pay boishes embarrassment to an eved. Because he also, the Pasuk says, Ki notzu anoshim yachtav ish v'yachiv. So that goes out an eved that's not called Achva, has no brother. And but however, the loch is not like Reb Yudan. We hold an eved kenani, since he's mechuyv in mitzvahs like an isha, he's also in the parasha of boishes. Mishnah Dalet. Cheresh shoite v'kotin. A person that's a cheresh, that's a fool, that a cheresh is deaf and blind, deaf, a mute person, deaf and mute. Shoita is a fool, for cotton under by mitzvah, so pikiyosin ro. Whoever meets up with them loses out, that's called pikiyosin ro, it's a bid. If you meet with them, you lose out. What does that mean? Ha choivu behen chayiv. If a regular person does damage to a cheresh, a shoita, a cotton, you chayiv to pay them for the damage you caused them. But the heim shechovlu b'cherim, if they, the cheresh shaita v'kotin, does damage to somebody else, peturim, they're potter from the damage. The lav b'nei mitzvahs nenu, they're potter from tashlumim. Ho eved v'yu isha, an eved kenani, or an isha that's married, p'kiyos and ruah. The same thing, whoever meets up with them also loses out. Terachovlu ben chayiv, if somebody does damage to them, you have to pay them for the damage. But v'heim shechovlu b'cherim, if they, the Eved or the Isha, does damage to somebody else, peturim, they're potter from paying. Avo mishalman liachas man, but later on they have to pay. In other words, really they're chayef to pay. Just right now they don't have any money. Because a lady, when she's married, all the money belongs to her husband. An Eved, all his money belongs to his master. Therefore, nizgar shor Isha, let's say the Isha receives a get, she doesn't have a husband anymore, or else nishtacher her Eved, the master frees his Eved Kenani, so now, Chayovim L'Shalim, since now they own their own money, so the Chiyav that the damage they did from before is still here, and therefore now they would have to pay for the damage that they caused. Mishnah Hei, Ha'make Ove V'imoi V'yoso Bem Chabura. Let's say somebody hits his father or his mother, and he makes a Chabura, he makes them bleed, so he's Chayiv Misa for this. Or else, V'hachayvu V'chavera B'Shabbos, if somebody hits his friend on Shabbos and makes a chabura, so he's chayiv misa for Shabbos, even though he does damage also. Potter mikulan. In this case, he's potter from paying for the damage of nezek shasha reprobishes. Why? Mipnei shu nidim ben ashrei. Because we say komlei b'dirabminei. We give him the bigger punishment. Shu nidim ben ashrei means he has a chayiv misa upon himself. So since we give him misa, therefore the misa frees him from the paying of money. Somebody damages his own Eved Kenani, so also he's potter from paying him. Because even if he would have to pay, the money would go to himself. It's like we learned before, if you hit somebody's Eved Kenani, you have to pay the master. So therefore, the money would go to yourself anyway, you're potter from paying. If somebody like slaps his friend on the ear, and he heard him there, and there's a question of now Bushi, you embarrassed him. So Lachor is noisen leseller. You have to pay back one seller, that's the demay boishes that you caused, the embarrassment that you caused. Reb Yudan Reb Yudis says, Meshum Reb Yosef Lili, mona, no, you have to pay 100. You have to pay 100 mona. Or a mona that's 100 zuz. Storoi, what about you, let's say you are storoi, if you slapped him on the face, so noislem asayim zuz, then you have to pay not only mono, you have to pay 200 zuz. Or you have slapped him on the cheek. Liach yod, let's say you hit him on the back of your hand, with the back of your hand. Noislem arba meyazuz, then you have to pay 400 zuz. It's a bigger embarrassment if you hit him that way. Sarim biyoznoi, let's say you pulled his ear. Or else tolash bisaroi, you pulled his hair. Or else rokak, you spit at him. Vegiyoloi rukai, and the spit reached him. Or else hever talisim imenu, you took off his shirt, you took off his talis in the street. Or else pora roish isha bashuk, you uncovered the hair of a lady in the street. In all these cases, the embarrassment is worth noisen arba meyazuz. You have to pay 400 zuz. That's how much the embarrassment is worth. Zehaklal is a general rule. Hakel lufi kvoidei. You have to pay according to how important that person was, how much respectful that person was. That's how much damage, how much embarrassment you caused him. Omer Rabbi Akiva says, no, Omer Rabbi Akiva, afilo aniyim shavi Yisrael, even the poor people Anani of Yisrael is also Roy Noisim Kiluhem Ben Chorin. We also consider him as if it really is a Ben Chorin, he's an important person. Shashi Yodom and Chsayim, right now they lost their money. In other words, Rabbi Kiva argues and says, all B'nai Yisrael Ashavim Heim, for Dine Knossos, whether they're Mechubid or not Mechubid, still you have to pay them a large sum of money. Because every Jew is Shehem B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. They're all the children of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, every single Jew is Choshev. Therefore, you have to pay the same amount of boishes to every single Jew. Now, Umaisa, what's happened in the story? Maisa biyech with one man, Shepora Roish Isha B'shuk, that he uncovered a lady's hair in the street. So, boys Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, they brought this person in front of Rabbi Kiva, V'chiva litin lo arba meya zuz, and he says, you have to pay now 400 zuz, you embarrassed her, for this bush you have to pay 400 zuz. Omaloi, so the person said to Rabbi Kiva, Omaloi, Rabbi, tainli zman, give me time, please. Give me time to get the money together. V'nosin lo zman, Rabbi Kiva says, okay, I'll give you time. So what happened was, in the meantime, Shimra, this man watched this lady. He saw her in Medes HaPesach HaSeira. She was outside by the gate of the chotzer of a courtyard. What the man did now was, V'shovar es hakad b'funeha. He broke a barrel of oil right in front of her. Oh boy, kis Hashem, there's a lot of oil inside this barrel. So what she did was, Gil says Roisha, she automatically uncovered her hair. Voice matafeches, o manachas yodra Roisha. That she started to wipe up, like to save the oil, both with a kerchief, with a hair kerchief, and also with a hair, like she put her hands full of oil into her hair, as if to try and save the oil. So the kitzah, we see this lady doesn't care about embarrassment. Like she herself, for a few pennies, for an issa worth of oil, she went to uncover her hair. So her washing the embarrassment would be worth 400 zuz. In other words, there wasn't that much oil in the barrel. It was only an issa, a small amount of wine there. And she went and uncovered her hair. Siv so, Hamid Oleh Edim, this man brought Edim here to see the way this Isha uncovered her hair just to save a small amount of oil. Or Bolaf Ne Rabbi Kiva, now he brought these Edim in front of Rabbi Kiva. And Omla, he said to him, Rebbe, Lezu ani noisen arba meya zuz, for this type of a lady, for her, should have to pay 400 zuz. In other words, the embarrassment doesn't mean that much to her. I see for herself, to save a little zut, to save a little bit oil, she uncovered her hair anyway. Omar loy, so Rabbi Kiva answered back and said, lo yomar teklum, you did not say anything. Your argument is not worth anything. You still have to pay the 400 zuz. Why? Because alochri is hachayvu biyatzmai, if somebody does damage to himself, afo pi shenir rasho, even though he's not allowed to, still potter. You potter, if you damage yourself, you potter from paying. But achirim shechov leboy, if somebody else comes down and hits you, chayovim dechayev to pay nezik. And we do not say as far as since we see that you hit yourself, you don't care about being hit. No, if you hit yourself, you potter. But if somebody else comes and hits you, lemaisa, he did a mice of nezik damage, he has to pay you. The same thing, v'hakoitzis nitiyos, if somebody cuts down his own trees that are growing. Nitiyos means things that he planted. Aval pi shenir rasho, even though you're not allowed to, because there's an issue of Baal Tashkas involved, you're destroying it. But still, if you do it, potter, you don't have to pay any money. You did it to yourself, you're potter. Acherim shekotasu, but if somebody else comes and cuts down your plants, es netiyos of things that you planted, chayovim, they would have to pay you. Zero, so even though she went and embarrassed herself just to save herself some oil, so what? But the mice said, now that you went and you embarrassed her in the street, you uncovered her hair, for that you still have to pay your 400 zuz. The Mishnah Zayin, Afa pi shunoisen loy, even though this person that does damage, not the mamazik, pays the chamisha dvorim, even though he pays nezek, tsar, ripa, shevus, and boishas, still ena nimchal is not forgiven, ena nimchal loy, at shivakesh mimenu, so you have to ask from him mechila. You still have to go and ask him to forgive you, because Hashem doesn't forgive you until you ask mechila from your friend. Shinema, the pasuk says in Bereishis, v'yato now hoshev eishes, return. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech, return Sarah to Avram Avinu. And then it says, now. So, and then Mashma Nurs meaning, ask for Mechila. Uminayin, how do we know, Shlei Yehei HaMoichel Achzori, that once somebody asks you to forgive him, you're supposed to forgive him, and you're not supposed to be strong and Achzori, that you're not supposed to be cruel and do not forgive him? Shneim, the Pasuk says, Vayispal Avrom El Holakim, Vayirpo Lakim as Avimelech. That once Avimelech asked Mechila from Avrom, Avram Avinu right away went to daven to Hashem in order to heal Avimelech. Now, Omer, somebody says, Sameyes Einai, blind my eyes, Kitaes Yodi, chop off my hand, Shavoras Raglai, cut off my foot, Chayiv. Even though you tell somebody to do it, but if somebody does it, Lemaisa de Chayiv, because not a derech miyotim for people to be Meichel. So therefore, he didn't really mean it. And therefore, you still have to pay. What's going to be if the person says clearly, Amanas liftor, chayiv, even if the person says, Amanas shetei potter, I'll let you cut off my hand, Amanas that you'll be potter, still the person is chayiv. Because not a derech bnei yodim to be moichel on the tzar haguf. And most probably didn't really mean it. What's going to be though, krask, susi, somebody says, you can cut my clothing, or else shavoras kadi, you could break my barrel, chayiv. We only said you could do it, you still have to pay me, you're still a mazik. What's going to be here if the person speaks that clearly and says, Amanas liftor, you could break my barrel on a condition and I say you'll be potter, you don't have to pay me, potter. Here we say it's a real mechila and he meant to be meichel you and therefore you don't have to pay. Only by tsar haguf, the pain of your guf, you're not meichel. But if somebody ruins your things, your clothing or your barrels and you told him he could be potter, then he's really potter. If I say you can do it to somebody else, I'm an athlete in order that he should be potter, then still I have no right to give you permission to do damage to somebody else. See, even though I told you to do it, so what? Whether you do damage to the other person's body, or whether you do damage to his money, things he owns, you're the mazik. Even though I told you, you shouldn't have listened to me, and therefore I have no right to give you a ptur, and therefore you'll have to pay for any damage you do to your friend. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll finish off the next two prokim.